often Christianity is presented in terms of something that must be done in order to be saved. In fact, every other religion but Christianity is based on what one does in order to get right with God. The question is really, is even salvation possible? That's how the authors of the Heidelberg Catechism begin when they give to us in question answer number one, which is basically a summary or succinct statement of the summary of the gospel, the succinct statement that you find in the rest of the catechism. So it's kind of a summary of the summary, if you will. But here's the point. It starts out with this question. What is your only comfort in life and in death? So with that question, it asks a fundamental issue of life. What is it that there is in life that provides for you or for anyone some sense of and you use the word comfort here, but some sense of having a purpose, having it answers the problems, it avoids the fear of the reality of death, etc. Now, many different people have come up with many different answers to that question. In fact, a lot of people today would even answer that question by saying, I don't need to answer it. Life is just it is. And I'm just going through it. There's nothing we can do about it. But you see, the question raised sets us up for the answer that there is nothing that you and I can do. Salvation is not possible because we have fallen into sin. The answer is, what has God done? And so it captures very clearly that our comfort is in the fact that God has found us and does find you and all whom he has determined to find with this answer, that you belong to God. He has provided the means through his Son. He has established a way so that the problem that we have with God, which is ultimately the answer to the question of comfort, is one of God has created us. It's the way he made all mankind to be in a relationship. You might say we are plugged into him. He is the lifeline for all of life. And so it makes life worth living. It is the answers to the questions of life. And it removes the fear of death. God has literally made an agreement, we might even say a contract. We speak of it in theological terms as a covenant. God has said, I promise to you that you have been made one of mine, and I will provide the answer to the problem of sin. And so it gives to us what Christ has done. But he doesn't leave us there either. The promise is, as it is also captured in Heidelberg number one, not only here's the answer, but knowing that you belong to him and that you have salvation in Christ, he gives us his Holy Spirit that we can respond in faith and that we can live our life for him. Those are the three things that are captured in Heidelberg number one. And we will see that addressed then in the remainder of the catechism. Why the question, what is your only comfort? Why are we all lost? Because of sin. What is the answer to that? We don't have any answer, but God does. Our answer is to accept what God has done. And again, I would encourage you, learn and memorize even, make it your faith as it is expressed in Heidelberg number one, and you will have the gospel in a nutshell.